We're going to talk with Tom Cotter, who is the author of the books in the or the Cars in the Barn series. It's the Corvette in the Barn is the newest one. More great stories of automotive archaeology. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing very well. We're fortunate enough here to be joined by Roxanne and Lynn today. And, Tom, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about this because I know this isn't the first. You've done many of these books. What compelled you to write these books about these about the Books in the Barn series?
Since I'm a kid, I just looking for old cars. It's kind of been my buried treasure. You know, some kids look for Blackbeard's treasure chest, and I just look for, you know, old Duesenbergs and Model T Fords, and it, you know, that was when I was 15, and I'm 56 now, and it's never stopped. So I didn't know if I was the only guy like looking for old cars, and it turns out I'm not, because these books are selling pretty darn well.
So, Tom, elaborating on that a little bit, when you go to your publisher and say, hey, I've got this idea for this book, and you do research the people who are going to be interested, it sounds like it, with the sales, there are a lot of people out there like that.
A lot of people like it. And I have a relationship with my publisher now that all I have to do is say, okay, I want to do another book, and I don't even have to do a proposal. It's pretty good because the books are bestsellers in the automotive area of book selling. But the first book was hard because I had to search out all these stories about the cars, and it's mostly about the people, even mostly human interest stories. And cars are the catalyst to bring these stories together.
Tom, you mentioned kind of these local stories you get, and the Corvette and the Barn, the more great stories of automotive archaeology, the newest one. You actually have a Tampa resident, Jeff Hacker, who contributes a little bit.
That guy, he searches out one-offs for very limited production sports cars, fiberglass cars, from all over the United States, researches them, brings them, hauls them back to what he calls fiberglass farms, just out of Tampa. But, you know, besides the cars, he's got the best resource materials of anybody in the world regarding these very odd, usually built by one guy's passion about these cars. Brochures and sales materials, photographs, road tests. Jeff's a cool guy, man.
Okay, so August 19th, 2010, Jeff Hacker and Guy Durkin, Heritage, also here with me. Here's Guy Durkin. Say hello, Guy.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, thanks.